The British Parliament today summoned media mogul Rupert Murdoch to testify next week to find out what he knows about phone hacking at his tabloids, papers under his News Corp umbrella. Meanwhile, today, members of Parliament grilled former police officers about why they didn't fully pursue a 2005 investigation of cell phone hacking. We now know that some of those investigators had their own phones hacked during that initial investigation. Their personal secrets, like an extramarital affair, surfaced in Murdoch's papers, and there are questions as to whether or not the police were afraid that more of that information would be leaked, and so they shut down their investigation early. And former Prime Minister Gordon Brown today accused Murdoch's prestigious newspaper, The Sunday Times, not a tabloid, of hiring criminals to obtain private medical and financial information about his family. Tom Esselmont is with the BBC. He's, of course, covering this story. And Tom, start with Gordon Brown's extraordinary interview with the BBC today. How important is it that he's also implicating The Sunday Times?
Well, yes, not only the Sunday Times, but also the Sun newspaper, both News International publications. Now, what Gordon Brown was saying was that he believes it may have been the Sunday Times. Journalists using foul practice may have obtained information about his finances. He also said that at some point his tax returns may have also gone missing at some point, suggesting that someone had interfered with them, and he pinned the blame on the foul practice at the News International. The other thing, of course, that he said that was just extraordinary to watch and to hear was that journalists from The Sun had acquired information about his own child, Gordon Brown's son, Fraser, and his medical condition.
They told me they had this story about Fraser's medical condition, and that they were going to run this story.
How did that affect you as a father?
In tears.
And this is the fact that his son had a cystic fibrosis. So powerful testimony there. And what about the hearing with the police officers today? Stunning information about how in an earlier investigation, we in the U.S. forget this has been going on for quite some time, in the 2005 investigation of cell phone hacking, they discovered that their numbers had been hacked, and what kind of information about them was suddenly creeping into newspapers?
Well, yes, you're quite right to mention that this does go back an awful long way, something which started with the alleged hacking into phones of members of the royal family, Prince William in particular, sparked then an investigation. It seems, from hearing the testimony given by senior police officers, existent, past and present, there were all sorts of other avenues they may have gone down, which they just didn't. What we heard from one very senior officer, Assistant Commissioner John Yates, he admitted that it was a poor decision not to reopen this inquiry in 2009 when it came to light that there were a number of other people, thousands of people potentially, whose phones had been hacked, but that he wasn't getting cooperation from News International. And that was something that was backed up by another of his former colleagues, Peter Clark. That was the excuse they gave. Now, of course, there is still a whole lot to come out, and I think the police is now under tremendous pressure to get it right this time, and the investigation is now, of course, being reopened.
Well, but to the speculation that at that time, at the time of the investigation, these police, first of all, saw their phone numbers on the list of numbers that were being hacked, but then also started to see private information in the newspapers, details about extramarital affairs and such. Is the thinking that they were afraid that more private information about them would be leaked, and that's why they shut down the investigation?
It's, of course, plausible, and I think at this stage, anything is plausible. There's been so much. They were denying largely in the House of Parliament today that they may have had secrets that they didn't want exposed.
But Tom, give us some background here. How difficult was it for people to stare down News of the World and other papers? We're reading about, well, you know, wives of politicians who maybe took them on and then were incredibly harassed by the paper, or had pictures of them, you know, their face superimposed on another body. I mean, how frightened, really, were people in Britain of getting on the wrong side of these papers?
I think it's hard to know, because we're only just beginning to find out the true thoughts and feelings of celebrities here in Britain whose phones have been hacked. What this all comes down to is the culture of the British media establishment. All of this has been going on, potentially with people not knowing about it, in a bid to sell newspapers. And I think that that's where it comes to now. That's why there's mounting pressure on these News International executives, people like Rebecca Brooks, who was editor of The Sun and before that editor of News of the World, whether she knew about the phone hacking scandal or whether she knew about the hiring of private detectives to hack into people's phones. These are the key questions, and that's why I think Rupert Murdoch, his son James Murdoch, and Rebecca Brooks have all been called to Parliament to answer questions.
Well, might we have an answer in a 2010 report that we're seeing from The Independent in Britain? It's about Glenn Mulcair. Now, he was the PI, the private investigator who was hired by News of the World. He was jailed in 2007. He did some jail time for hacking the royals' phones after that muted investigation. And in this article, it says he'd planned to write a book in which he was going to say that the hacking of voicemails went all the way to the top at the papers, the senior staff and executives, that they knew, and that he never published the book because he signed a confidentiality agreement, an $80,000 confidentiality agreement with News of the World. Again, that's just one report. But you know, what is the sense that this went to the top? And by the way, today Gordon Brown accused the paper of hiring criminals to hack into his family's phones. Is Glenn Mulcair one of those criminals?
Well, Glenn Mulcair was arrested. He did serve time, along with Clive Goodman, the royal reporter for News of the World. Whether Gordon Brown is talking about Glenn Mulcair, we don't know. There is potential for this to have gone very, very high indeed, but it's very difficult to say anything more at the moment.
So meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch, the former head of News of the World, Rebecca Brooks, and James Murdoch are going to appear before the Culture, Media, and Sport Committee next week. How does that work? Do they raise a hand and swear to tell the truth? How does that work?
Well, effectively, they're in a parliamentary committee. They are advised at the beginning of their session that anything they're taking is being recorded publicly and obviously will come back to haunt them in years to come if they lie in that session. So, yes, these are worrying times for them because things will have to go on record. Remember, though, at another parliamentary hearing, I think it was back in 2003, Rebecca Wade, as she then was, Rebecca Brooks, appeared to talk about whether or not police officers had ever been paid by journalists, at which she admitted that that had happened, but always within the law. So what she is going to say this time is really a moot point at this stage.
Well, and everyone will be listening. Tom Esselmont of the BBC, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.